88.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
If you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
And here it is, December already. It just feels like yesterday, Dr. Batar. You were in, we were in, and we were talking about the end of the world as we know it with the Mayan calendar a year ago.
Yeah, and it's the fastest year. I think it just seems to get faster and faster. I was talking to my daughter, who's 20, and she said to me, she said, Dad, it just seems like it was just high school, and I'm already a junior in college. And I said, yeah, wait till you hit 40. It's unbelievable how fast it gets.
I know. It's definitely accelerating here. And what a year. What a wild year. And listen, there's transformation that's been happening. We are in the midst of it. Sometimes we don't recognize it. Other times there are milestones we can point out. Of course, there are journeys along the way that are interpersonal as well as global. Case in point, the most recent discussion over the last couple of weeks with your dad suffering a stroke and you getting back, bringing him into clinic, and you sent me an update and a few others how he was walking even faster than you had anticipated based on what you had done for him.
Yeah, he's not actually walking unassisted. He's walking with a cane. He's walking, leaning on somebody. But the point is that he is on his own feet. He's able to bear weight. He's able to actually get himself up out of a wheelchair, move over to the sofa, or, take small shuffle steps to the car, which, if you think about it, Robert, we got him to Charlotte a week ago today. And last week, if you think about it, Monday, coming into Charlotte at 2 o'clock, he only got half a day of treatment. On Thanksgiving Day, he only got half a day of treatment because we were closed, so we just went in there and just did the minimum stuff. And then the day after Thanksgiving, we were actually closed, and we just did minimum stuff. So he got, out of that 1 week of treatment, three of those days were half days, so he only got Tuesday and Wednesday full days of treatment. And to go from being totally paralyzed on the right side, not being able to even sit up barely in a chair, he couldn't even sit up himself in a car when we transported him. Somebody had to sit next to him so that we could keep him sitting up. And now he's able to stand and take steps using a table as a brace or using a cane. And it's just amazing. It's far faster than what anything in standard medicine could have ever done. And using the brain recovery protocol that we use with our autistic patients once they've been chelated and once the heavy metals have been removed, using that same protocol that we've used with closed head injuries with post-stroke patients, that's what I used on my dad. And I was talking to somebody, Robert, the other day, and it's actually kind of funny. The protocol for autism was obviously developed for one person. That was my son.
Yes.
And it's his name is Abi, but that's a nickname. His real name is Abid, which is my father's name, Abid. I named my son after my dad. And, everything coming full circle, you've got my son, who's named after my father. My father's name, Abid, means one who serves God. And we did it on the younger patient population based upon my son's treatment, and now full circle, coming back to his grandfather or my father. Same name, same type of an situation, a brain injury, but on a different spectrum. And I don't know, it just seems strange, and yet it doesn't seem strange at all.
No, not at all. I love the full circle aspect of it. And, of course, you know, your son served as a conduit for the recovery of thousands of children, and, of course, impacting now with a similar protocol for those who have suffered stroke, including his grandfather. So an extraordinary young man, as I know. I've met him, and he's serving a wonderful purpose. And we try to look at all of the hardships and difficulties we all have, and hopefully we can turn them into something of benefit, not only to ourselves, but to others. And certainly this is a living example of that. So we got good news on that front. I want to remind everybody, too, if you're new to the not only the Robert Scott Bell Show, but our Monday edition, we always have Dr. Rasha Bitar. We do advanced medicine. And medicalrewind.com is a great place to catch up on things, including the last couple of weeks. And one of those weeks recently, we went in depth on the protocol for stroke recovery. So if you're keenly interested in what Dr. Bitar did to it for his father, and the rapid recovery he's seeing, then go back and listen to that. And we've got links up in the show notes as well. And also, speaking of the concept of paying it forward and helping others out, you have been invited to be a featured keynote at this event coming up in a couple of weeks, December 14th. In Canada, at brainsolutions.ca. We've got that special link in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, brainsolutions.ca. Now, confirm for me, Dr. Bitar, is this open to the public, from people from all over the world can come to this?
Yes, it is. It's open for the whole world. And actually, they've changed everything now, and I'm supposed to be the only speaker. They've given me the whole day. So
wow,
we start at 9 o'clock that morning, and so it'll be a whole day workshop.
Well, this is exciting, and it's in follow-up to what your experience you had there recently. Is it also in Vancouver?
Yes, exactly. It's in Vancouver, Canada, and it's all to do with brain recovery and solutions for brain problems.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, you had some challenging interactions with some of the physicians in attendance last time. Do you expect the same this time?
Well, actually, it was more a challenge to the people who set the conference up in the beginning, and then after the conclusion, those same healthcare providers came up to the people who had set up the conference and asked them, do you think that this tremor in my hand is from the mercury? You know, those type of questions. If that's what you're referring to, I don't think they'll be the same type of issues, Robert, but you know, you never know. There may be some of those that are not aware, that are tending to possibly learn. They're more, maybe more curious than anything else, but they're going to be a lot more people there that truly want to know which direction to move based upon their own situations. And this, again, isn't just for stroke, or it's not just for autism. It's for basically anybody that has any type of a brain issue. So neurovascular disease is a big component. That's what causes stroke, whether it's hemorrhagic, whether it's ischemic, it doesn't matter. Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, autism, any type of closed head injury, we're going to be talking about the solutions for all of those things. And, of course, many of these solutions, you need to find a provider that can do the treatments, that has the training, that understands the whole concept. But many of these things, depending on the extent of the damage, can be done without a provider. But, of course, if you're talking about something like autism, you talk about something like closed head injury or post-stroke, then you are going to need more definitive intervention, and we will be talking about those components. And more importantly than talking about the interventions, talking about a general concept of detoxification. And many of the things we've touched briefly during our show, Robert, but we're going to go much deeper into depth, because I've got a whole day to do it and to build upon that fundamental concept of detoxification and then rebuilding. First putting out the fire in the house and then rebuilding the house.
Beautiful. And I'll also ask you to, you know, just to do a little homework for the show, just like you did in Europe. Gather a sense of what, you know, the difference in the physician population in Canada, those you meet there, as far as the system they're in, because we, you know, there's a lot of, let's say, speculation from American physicians that may not have been there to hear and see it firsthand, maybe some things that are advantageous to what their programs are up there versus disadvantages to more state, let's say, interventions, because Canada has seemingly a single-payer government-type system. But yet I hear a lot of things about privatization as well, doctors that are not part of that system that take patients on because the wait is too long otherwise.
Yeah, that's very true. But, you know, the one underlying theme that I've heard from everybody, not just physicians, but the general public, in any country that I've gone, in fact, it doesn't even have to be in countries, it can be within the United States, in different states, people will say the same thing. oh, well, in our state, we're so backwards, and it's not as progressive as, and then they always mention, you know, North Carolina, or if they're out of the country, then they mention the states. It's always the grass is greener over the other side type of concept, but what they don't realize is that the same problems are universal. They're affecting the global population. It doesn't matter where you are. You know, when people tell me how progressive North Carolina is, I laugh. I say, North Carolina is probably one of the most primitive states. Oh, but you're still doing all this stuff there. And I said, it's not because it's an advanced state. It's because I'm a belligerent individual. That's why. It has nothing to do with the freedoms that are afforded us in North Carolina or in the United States, for that matter. And I think we mentioned a couple of weeks ago about how far down the totem pole the United States is now as far as being ranked in individual freedoms. I think we're 16th, if I remember what I'd... It was fresh in my mind at the time from the conference that I'd come to, but I believe it was 16th that the United States ranks right now based upon a British group that does a survey every year and ranks the top 50 countries in many different arenas, including education and health, etc. And in individual freedoms, the United States was ranked as the 16th. You know, the nation that prides itself on freedom is ranked 16th in the world for individual freedoms. I mean, that's just a very sorry state.
Yeah, and we've talked about the medical issues, of course, and the healthcare issues being a big area where freedom is severely and sorely deficient. By design, in fact, because of things that like the Flexner Report that we've discussed as well, and Ty Bollinger has written about as well. But these things are orchestrated by design, and it probably goes back a lot further than that. But let's say in contemporary history, we like to track it back and make sense of how did we get here. Just in the same way you would do it as a doctor or a physician, as a homeopath, I would say, how did the patient get where the patient is? And we track back so we can undo it, like you said, the detoxification. If you have no earthly idea that somebody is metal toxic and burdened in this way, you don't address it, they suffer no matter what treatment you give them.
Exactly. And it's interesting that you bring this up to track it back, because it's been so far, so many generations. I mean, we're basically in the third generation of what we call modern medicine, so people don't even remember the Flexner Report or the history of it, and it's so important to study history. It's just like when you're talking about the current economic situation, not just in the United States, but on a global basis, and you start looking at the currency aspect, and I don't want to go off on a tangent here.
Actually, hold on tangent. I don't mind economic tangents. I love it. By the way, one of my favorite books by Richard Mayberry, Whatever Happened to Penny Candy, gives perspective on this. But we'll talk some more about this and a lot of healing on all levels here with Dr. Bitar on Advanced Medicine Monday right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We had to go to break real quick there, Dr. Bitar, and you were getting into some economic realms, which we love to discuss as well. So, as we say, healing on all levels, we're not kidding.
Well, I just was going to mention, Robert, that while hearing a lecture about the economic situation, mentioning that a lot of people ridicule those that are looking at gold and silver as a tangible monetary asset.
Mm-hmm.
And the comment that he made, which was very intriguing, he said that we're into the second and third generations of economists that don't even remember being on a gold standard. And so people think that that's all back then for the older generation. But what they forget is that that older generation extends back to 7,000, 10,000 years. I mean, as far back as recorded history goes, the valuation has always been on these metals or on something tangible. Mm-hmm. And whenever you start to, you know, create this fiat currency, as I think that's your
that's
term.
Well, that's
to use
one
for
of the
it,
terms.
Right?
Of course, you know, some would divide it and say there's also the legal tender, which is somewhat distinct or different, and there are similarities and they're playing themselves out right now. But I mean, this is where the government forces you to accept that what you would normally never accept in a free market, because you'd say, well, how can I trust that you have a limited supply of those pieces of paper? Which is obviously not the case.
Right, exactly. But it's interesting that when we go back a few generations, if you've got one generation that remembers, the first generation that remembers what happened 20, 30, 40 years ago, that's one thing. But then when you have a second generation that comes that's never experienced what the first generation did, and then you've got the third generation that comes, that it's just like a tall tale or, you know, old wives' tale, what they hear from the first generation. They don't even realize it, and yet that's where history repeats itself, and that's where we have to look. That's where the Flexner Report comes in, and that's where many of these situations that we're talking about, not just with the medical side or the economic side, but on all different aspects. When you talk about political rife, you talk about how long does a democracy last normally. I mean, all democracies throughout history seem to have lasted between 200 and 250 years until they go through the same phase that we seem to be in right now, the last phase of a free society. So the point being that we have to understand history. We have to look at history. We have to learn from the lessons that history teaches us. And if we don't, then we're no better than the generation previous to us, or to the generations previous to us that actually suffered the same consequences because they didn't look back and understand where they came from.
Well, and again, coming back to the medical, I call it malpractice, but it's what the standard of practice is. It's complete ignorance of that kind of history. You mean there were doctors that believed in the law of the terrain? When did that happen? That's kind of weird and old if I've never heard of it. You know, it suddenly, you're like being reintroducing generations that have lost it because it's not being taught and hasn't been for some time.
You're right, Robert. And in fact, this whole concept of why are we doing it this way? Well, because we've always done it this way. So if something was done and it was done the wrong way, and then everybody started to continue that process because they didn't know any better, that lack of innovation, that lack of independent thought, that lack of understanding and looking back into history and seeing what were the lessons that we should have learned, it's like somebody walks into a wall, you back up and you walk into the wall again, and you back up and you walk into the wall again. How many times are you going to walk into the wall? If you don't learn from the first time you hit your head in that brick wall, then, you know, sometimes, I don't mean to be cynical, but I almost feel like we as a society, if we can't learn from our mistakes, then we deserve butting our head into the wall constantly.
Well, and that is the point. I mean, kids are often smart enough that they get burned once on the stove and they remember that forever.
Exactly.
Yet, as adults in America and American doctors, some of us, you know, if I say it in that general way, just not willing or capable of learning anymore. Of course, some of that has been bred out because of the fear of actually, you know, sticking your head out for something you observe to be different than what the emperor is saying. So there is that big aspect of peer control as well as the fear of loss of economic livelihood.
Right, and that's a true statement, that the manipulation that's conducted on the higher levels to prevent people from actually following through with their own inclination for independent thought and sometimes being violently opposed does probably prevent a lot of people from doing what they feel the urge to do. I saw an interesting movie over the weekend while we were with the family for Thanksgiving, and it was called The Island, and it was basically about individuals being cloned and the society that had been created in this small community, which was being insulated from the real world. They were told that they had been in contamination, nuclear war, and that they were in the society and their role was very specific to repopulate the planet, whereas in fact...
Well, yeah, well, what was the real story? Hold on. I want to find out what that is. We got to take a quick break here. Dr. Rashi Bittar is here, as he is every week, for Advanced Medicine Monday. Check it out, medicalrewind.com, if you miss anything, and we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that 68% of Americans say they are concerned about this country's new healthcare laws? Recent numbers are showing that men will be seeing an average increase of over 97% on their monthly premiums. Not only do these prices hurt our wallets, but they will inevitably compromise the entire system. Packed doctor's offices, co-pays that don't pay, synthetic drugs with endless side effects. It's time to stop paying doctors and hospitals and start avoiding them altogether. It's either pay now or pay later. Why not take your health into your own hands? If there was a way you could double your immune system for a few dollars a day, would you do it? Choose an affordable, all-natural, and highly effective solution to keep you and your family in a state of superior health. If you're looking for the best healthcare solution, come visit a website that actually works, betterwayhealth.com. Or if you prefer speaking to a real person about your health, call 1-800-746-7640. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com, or call us today at 1-800-746-7640.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com.
Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com, or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes, for today's modern smoker.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually we hold off on movie reviews until Friday, occasionally with Liam Sheff when he drops by, but hey, why not? It's a post-holiday weekend. People might be doing some movies. So you said this movie is called The Island, Dr. Batar, not The Island of Dr. Moreau, right, where he's doing the animal
no.
stuff?
Yeah. No, it's a different movie. It's actually just called The Island, and it's got Scarlett Johansson in there. And I mean, it's not like a cheap little science fiction movie, but it is a science fiction movie. It's based in the future, and basically, they've created this little community where they're making these clones, and the clones are told that they are part of the population that survived, and that they are going to help to repopulate the Earth. But where in fact, they are nothing more than clones that were created for wealthy celebrities and politicians and athletes, etc. People that had a lot of money, but they had failing limbs, or they had, you know.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's just coming back to me now, Doctor. This isn't a new film. This has been out for a while, and
yes.
Yeah, you can see it on Netflix or something. Yeah, it was actually a really, really intriguing film that the wealthy were basically, as you said, cloning others, but they had consciousness now. And of course,
the people were told, the clients were told that they would never they would never become conscious. They weren't sentient beings yet.
Right.
In actuality, they found that the organs would fail, and so they had to bring these clones to consciousness in order for the organs to be strong enough for them to be able to transplant. And so the point that I was bringing up here, though, and the reason I thought this story had some pertinence to our discussion about
right.
looking back at history, you know, we look at even the futuristic movies talking about, in fact, this isn't the only movie. They've got the one about the repossessors that go back, and when people get a transplant but they don't pay for the transplant, and these people go back and they repossess the organs. You remember that movie?
I don't remember that. That sounds more like a Monty Python skit.
No, it's actually a thriller, a science fiction thriller, and a lot of you know, violence and this and that. And of course, they're harvesting the organs right there in the wherever they repossess the individual. But the point that I'm making is, again, this concept of not understanding where we came from
mm-hmm.
and not understanding where we're going. And as a society, we have to understand that, because these movies, when they're talking about organ transplant and they're talking about the use of other, creating these clones to pull organs out or repossessing organs, well, why would there be even a need for this type of a movie? Because 20 years ago, we didn't have movies like this. In Star Trek, I don't remember any episodes of Star Trek or any of the older shows talking about organs being harvested for people that were having medical problems or repossessing organs. But this is a concept in the last 10 years, if you think about it, Robert, because people mm-hmm. are not, they're not getting the solutions from the drugs. They're not getting solutions from the medical system. So now what are they looking at? They're looking at, okay, let's just recreate the organ
mm-hmm.
with cloning, or let's take an organ and then we'll have whatever we need, whatever our body needs, as opposed to let's optimize what we already have. Let's do it right.
Yeah.
Let's actually live a healthy life. Let's do the things that we need to maintain our organs, and as you would a car engine or as you would any type of engine.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do the right thing and then promote that concept. No, we're talking about, okay, the drugs have failed. Let's just go out and create a new one.
Right.
So we haven't learned. We haven't learned from the consequences of our mistakes of, if you don't take care of your body, you're going to have to pay the ultimate price. And so when they saw that the medicines weren't working, now what are they thinking about? The concept, it's almost to me like an indoctrination mm-hmm. futuristically, that they're preparing us with these movies, with this mass media thing about harvesting organs and you know, extending life that way.
Well, I think
life right now,
Dr. Bitar, I mean, this is the whole focus on genetic engineering as well. They talk about
absolutely
engineering food or engineering organs, rather than saying, hey, I wonder, how does life regenerate? How do you regenerate cells in your own body, and like learn from that and apply it? And of course, that's what we talk about all the time. That's advanced medicine. That's, you know, the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, all the things that are in your book. I mean, that is not as profitable for those. I mean, there was a cartoon, I think I put it in the notes today, a very funny cartoon Mike Adams put out there about the first year medical students, and they say, you know, preventative medicine is killing our repeat customers, basically. You know, they're not coming back. So we got to stop teaching that. But that's the thought of when, you know, the medicine becomes just strictly about business as opposed to the art of healing, which we've talked about. And there's nothing wrong with making a living doing it, or even a good living. But in the context of freedom, not in the context of limitations of the freedom and innovation, that is the monopoly licensure concept.
Exactly. Allowing it to compete on a free basis. In other words, let the success of the treatment dictate if it's going to be available to the public. In other words, the conventional side, they don't put any pressure on the drugs that are having negative effects. If a person takes a drug and they take a natural substance and there's an adverse effect, the natural substance is always blamed. But if they're on a drug and a natural substance and there's success, the natural substance is always ignored and the drug gets the credit for it.
Right.
This concept is something that we really need to think about for a moment. And what you just said, Robert, with first-year medical students, what I just talked about, the cloning, we're not looking back at history. Think about this for a second. If cloning or harvesting organs or genetic modification or whatever was the right answer, think about this for a second. When you do a clone, or when you create an organ from the clone, and that's been one of the, you know, topics that's come up before about genetic reengineering and or cloning, when you clone something, clone means that you take the DNA from, or the information in the DNA from that individual, and then you clone something. You make a duplicate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hasn't anybody sat back and thought for a second? That information that they're getting, it's from the body. Well, then Doesn't that make sense? And why don't you enhance the body and let the body do it, which is going to do a thousand times better than what we could do it?
Right, right. Well, of course,
information is within us already.
Yes, the enhancement of processes that already exist as opposed to the, let's say, crass duplication that man thinks he can do because he's got a great, let's say, ability to think highly of himself without without any consideration for consequences.
Right, the pompous arrogance, I think, is what you meant, right?
In
a nice
exactly.
way that you said.
Yeah, yes.
I'm not as nice as you are, Robert, though.
We love your directness, though. That's true.
It is amazing that how arrogant the human species is. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we've talked about this, you know, where we talk about life mm-hmm. in other realms, that we're the only sentient being in the universe, and how people look at the crop circles and look at all these other things, and there's always a justification. And yet, how can we really be so absurd and so arrogant to think that we are the most... I mean, I'm telling you, Robert, this is just between you and me, and I know this is on the radio, but look, if we're the most intelligent beings out there in the universe, we are some deep...
Yeah, we joke about the aliens coming down Earth and say, no intelligent life, no evidence here, let's move
exactly.
on before we get infected.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, listen, I mean, there are a lot of stories that bring this thing out, not the least of which is the GMO issue. We just heard that the Seralini study was withdrawn. That's the one that had the two-year rat study with tumors eating the GMO corn. But, of course, they had just hired this medical journal, supposedly just hired a high-level executive from Monsanto to be one of the editors, and suddenly, oops, it's, coincidence of coincidences, we find that we don't want that paper in our journal anymore. But that's the kind of thing of sham peer review as well. Those on the inside of peer review recognize it is not as, let's say, a gold standard in terms of determining what is legitimate science or not.
Exactly, and the definition of what's legitimate is also based upon the double-blind placebo-controlled crossover multi-centered trials. They're not looking at the aspects of these studies from a cohesive, multifaceted standpoint, meaning that if you're looking at an apple and you're trying to find out what is the ingredient in apples that make them so beneficial, and then you isolate that ingredient and then you give that ingredient to people and they don't see the same benefits as they do when they eat the whole apple, mm-hmm. maybe there's a synergism, there's a synergistic component, there's various nutrient factors that together give the potentiation of that beneficial effect as opposed to a single, you know, piece of ingredient or single, whatever the single component that they've isolated. And that mentality that we have in modern science of every time I see a fire, I see fire engines, therefore I conclude that fire engines cause fires. It's always that cause and effect, but that direct cause and effect is not always what we think it is. You know, we see these heavy metals in patients, and we see high heavy metals in individuals that are neurotypic, and then we have children that have been damaged by mercury, but we see low levels of mercury in their hair, and so we say, well, clearly mercury is not the causation factor here in these children, because if mercury was, then we would see it very high in these children with autism. We'd see low levels in neurotypic children, but we see high levels of mercury in neurotypic children in their hair, and we see low levels of mercury in the autistic patient population. Therefore, mercury can't be the causative effect. Whereas, in fact, it actually is the causative effect. The reason we don't see high levels of mercury in the hair of children with autism is because their body can't get rid of it. And so the lack of understanding how these dynamics fit together is really what causes these problems. And I don't know whether, in actuality, these things are that they're not understood, or that they are really understood, but mainstream on purpose pushes us away from the understanding into a more simplistic
right.
following, you know, creating the, I know that you affectionately refer to as sheeples.
Yes.
I think
yes.
sometimes I think that that's really what the agenda is.
Mm. I think so. And of course, when you talk about the fear agenda, the peer pressure agenda, the economic agenda, all of these things to keep conformity going, and of course, mediocrity as well. You know, another aspect is the cure of cancer, you know, in children. We cover these stories where the medical and the state come together and try to take children away from parents.
Which has happened over and over again. I know you recently told me between one of the segments about the Amish girl now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's preposterous that we're still not trying to orchestrate this facade. I mean, this child, I think they left the country, right? And they said that they were told that she was going to die in 6 months, and if she didn't get appropriate treatment, what they defined as appropriate treatment, and it's been more than 6 months now, and she's doing fine.
Well, and that's the irony, that the spokesperson, the lawyer spokesperson for the Child Protective Services and the hospital, Akron Children's Center, saying, yeah, if we don't get this kid on chemo, she's going to die in 6 months. Well, it's already been more than 6 months since the chemo, and they're saying it now. It's like, wait, where's the credibility? They have none.
Yeah, exactly. It is. It's a very sad situation. I think that a lot of this, Robert, too, is becoming so evident. The lack of credibility is becoming so evident, and so many people are now starting to see through the facade. It's almost that awakening. People are starting to wake up. And, you know, December, I cannot believe how fast this year is going on, but whenever I talk to people and I see how many people are more aware than they were last year, and then I think, well, last year, that was only last month, but it was last year. It was actually a year. It's exponentially growing, and it's exciting because now you can pretty much stand anywhere in any store, anywhere in the United States, like in a Target or in a Walmart, and you can start a conversation.
Hold on, hold that thought. You know, the only thing faster is our segments. We got to take a break. We'll be back to wrap up Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rasha Bhatar after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Scott Bell Show.
So what a difference a year makes, much less a minute now, if things are really accelerating the way it seems that they are, Dr. Pitar. You were just mentioning how you're out there in, you know, the workaday world or the retail world, even in a Target, and you're just noticing differences in people there.
Well, because now you can just mention any of the things we talk about, Robert, on the air that you and I discuss, and it's a conversation starter. People want to know about it, whereas 10, 15 years ago, people would look at us as like, you know, one taco short of a combination platter type of thing. But now people are like, oh, wait a second. Yeah, I've heard about this. Okay, you know, and they're inquisitive. They're curious. They want to know more. And you brought up this thing about the mediocrity and conformity aspect. You know, what happened to you, Robert? Why aren't you mediocre? And why don't you conform? Or why didn't I conform? Why am I not mediocre? And I'm asking a question. I mean, it's not so much, it may sound like a rhetorical question, but it really isn't. And I think my point is that there are more and more people like mm-hmm. us, and they may not be as vocal and as belligerent as us, but I think there are more and more people that are asking the same questions. They may be asking it from a more safer stance, mm-hmm. but they are people that are asking these questions, and they're stepping out, and that is truly, truly exciting.
Well, and to answer the question, I mean, easily, I think a lot of people will identify it. I mean, seriously, it was suffering, you know, so it was suffering. It's the ailments, the illnesses, the pain, all of the things that the doctors couldn't do to help me when they were drugging me all those years, and that ultimately drove me to ask the questions that broke out of any, if I had any willingness at all to conform, it busted it out of me early on. And I said, nah, I can't play that game. I'm here for a different reason. I think a lot of folks are suffering enough, finally. Not that we wish that on people, but whatever it takes, as you said, if you're going to bash your head against the wall, I might tell you, hey, that's not a great idea, but if you're going to keep doing it, I'm not going to put my head in between there and get bashed as well.
Exactly. But I think that one of the things we can look at, if we look at Hollywood and look at some of the movies that are coming out, there are more and more movies coming out, like this movie The Island that I told you about, which isn't a recent movie. I think it's like a 5, maybe 10-year-old movie. But there are many movies, even all the way back to Mercury Rising, that was done in the late 1980s about autism, a child that has autism that breaks a national security code and the government's out to kill him, and the name of the movie is Mercury Rising, and it's a child that, you know, I mean, all these things are, they're so true. People don't even understand it. Autistic children are far more intelligent than their peer population. It is a Mercury issue. The name of the movie is Mercury Rising, and the child breaks the National Security Code and the government's after him. Well, it's not very far-fetched from the truth. It's actually basically what's happening because the government ignores the truth and continues to mandate vaccinations, et cetera, et cetera. So I'll get off my high horse there, but the point is, in Hollywood, I think there's a lot of movies being created to actually show some hidden messages. And I think this movie, The Island, that I was just talking about, actually shows that, where the people within the small community that are being programmed to think a certain way, they're starting to question and they're breaking out. And at the end of the movie, they all come out and they see the, you know, how beautiful the world is and how free it is. And I think there's more and more movies like that, like
The Hunger Games, that's right.
Yes.
We're not hungry right now. We've eaten too much over the holidays, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, and that the message. What's the message behind those movies, which were, you know, books? More and more of these movies are coming up about people standing up, mm-hmm. and people not tolerating mediocrity anymore, not being off the conform.
Well, questioning the dystopia, even. I mean, the idea of conforming to a form of enslavement. I mean, that's taken a while for that realization to hit people that, we, as you said before, if we're ranked 16th in individual freedom now in America, at what point do you wake up and go, yeah, you're right. No, this isn't what I, you know, thought I signed up for when I was born into this country.
Right. And look how popular these movies are. I mean, they're just, they're exploding at the box office. People are just going crazy over this. Well, it's a message that's resonating with people.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got about a minute left in wrapping up. I want to remind everybody that Dr. Bitar is going to be in Vancouver, Canada. We've got a lot of Canucks, I guess you could say, up there that may want to attend December 14th, brainsolutions.ca. Brainsolutions.ca is the website, and what a dynamic day that will be with you. I wish I could be there with you as well, but we continue on through all this with our weekly meetings here for some advanced medicine, and I'm so glad your dad is continuing to recover, and he'll become, as he is, the living example for recovery from something that we wish he didn't have to have happen, but hey, we're going to make the best of it.
Well, Robert, I just want to thank everybody. We've had so many people that have called the clinic or written in, sent emails. I know there's a lot of people out there praying. I've talked to a couple of my patients during follow-up, and they hear the show, and they heard about it, and they've already sent sentiments and prayers and intentions. So I thank everybody for that.
Well, with that, you know, Dr. Bitar, you're a living example for this as well. We're here to remind you each and every Advanced Medicine Monday that the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the dawn of the processed food industry, you have been fed a lie. Food labels are not designed to inform you, but to hide things from you. This coming January, Natural News will reveal a groundbreaking discovery that will reshape the food industry forever. January 7, 2014. NaturalNews.com. Because the truth cannot be kept secret any longer.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.